Hello, I'm Hokia Wee McLeod, your host in this episode of A Song to Remember, an occasional series produced by Radio IAIA at the Institute of American Indian Arts. The first song Jacqueline Yapa ever heard from Anthrax was their hit song, Indians. This was 2015, and since then she's gotten into metal more than she's ever been before. Jacqueline grew up with metalhead parents, so it was never a matter of if, but when she became a metalhead herself. Jacqueline says this song changed her.
I first heard Anthrax on a road trip in a gray 2005 Nissan Altima on Route 666, now Highway 491, to see Shimasane, my grandma. My parents put Among the Living in the CD player. This album has a handful of amazing songs, but the one that stood out to me was Indians. Indians is about the mistreatment of Native Americans and their land being taken away. I remember my dad headbanging away while my mom was tapping her fingers to the drumbeat. It was at this moment I realized metal makes me happy because it will always remind me of good times with my family. A euphoric feeling came to me when I first saw them perform that song live. I was laying in my room scrolling through Instagram when I came across a post about a concert ticket giveaway to the Anthrax show at the Sunshine Theater in Albuquerque. All I had to do was share the flyer in a unique and creative way and then share it on my Instagram to enter. I made a little funny meme and then posted it. A few days later, I got a notification saying, "Congrats, you won 2 tickets to see Anthrax live." I was ecstatic. I decided that I would take my friend, Savannah, a teenage girl with short hair and glasses, with me. The night I longed for came. On the way there, we were playing some songs by Anthrax to get us hyped. Savannah pulled the car into the parking lot and asked me, "How crazy do you think this concert will be?" I gathered the tickets and emptied my pockets, then replied, "I bet it's going to be really crazy because Anthrax have been around for so long that they have fans of all ages. Even though I've never seen them live, I've seen YouTube videos of their live shows. Crazy stuff." As we walked to the venue, all I could see were a bunch of thrashers, guys and girls alike, with long hair, battle vests, and their love for the music scene. I could hear the loud drums inside and felt the bass shake the walls. The venue was dimly lit and smelled like alcohol and cigarettes, with a touch of cannabis. Anthrax finally came on. Indians was the last song that they played. As soon as Charlie Bennett, the drummer, played the intro to the song, I started a mosh pit. Mosh pit is what metalheads do when they want to release their energy and cannot stay still. Mosh pits can include swinging fists, getting shoved, being head bumped, running, and skipping. I started to go around in a circle to create a beautiful sync of people enjoying the song. As I began to mosh, lots of people, especially the indigenous people, joined in to have a good time with one another. If someone fell in the mosh pit, he or she would get picked back up. There is a guitar buildup in the song which then releases the singer who cries, "War Dance." That part was crazy. I couldn't look around much because I was too busy singing along and making sure not to get run over or hit by other people. When the song came to an end, everybody moved towards the stage to cheer and get a chance to catch something, like a guitar pick, drumstick, or set list. I tried to be one of those lucky people that caught something, but I was surrounded by tall people and they caught those items. The Anthrax song, Indians, led me to a life that has to have metal in it. I'm Jacqueline Yepo for Radio IAIA.